Next is a progress note in Charlotte Billings, B-I-L-L-I-N-D-S. Well, thanks. Place is Argentine Care Center. Date was August 10th, 2022. Place is Argentine Care Center, August 10th, 2022. Billings is B-I-L-L-I-N-G-S, Charlotte, C-H-A-R-L-O-T-T-E. New paragraph, chief complaint. Mrs. Billings, Ms. Senior regarding history of multiple strokes, debility. Decreased vision, peripheral arterial disease, hallucinations, diabetes. Nuclear history. Mrs. Billings was fairly comfortable, period. She denied new complaints, period. Her dentition remains poor, period.
What are my lab results, my sugars?
You want the blood sugars?
Yeah.
Go to vital.
Okay.
And then hit the search.
Well, there we go. Hit the search.
Yeah, if you do search, and then you can hit the blood sugar.
Yeah.
And then search. And there's all of them.
Oh, but they're running high, period. Recent ones are 249, 313, 356, 214, and 346, period. These are a bit high, period. She is currently on Lantus 40 units daily. And Trulicity 0.75 milligrams weekly, period. I can't elicit from her any polyuria or polydipsia, period. She is bilateral above knee amputations, period. She wasn't hallucinating when seen, period. She does have chronic anxiety, but that seems stable, period. She has diabetic retinopathy and legally is blind, period. The left eye, the right eye is a pacified, period. They do drop to the left eye, period. She has a major depressive disorder and also psychosis with hallucinations, period. These seem controlled, period. In paragraph, her hypertension is controlled. And there is no headache or chest pain that could be elicited, period. Recent blood pressure readings have been normal, with a few elevated and one on the low side, period. In paragraph, review of systems, constitutional. She's not feeling feverish. I know she is legally blind, no pain. ENT, she hears slightly decreased hearing, no earache or sore throat, respiratory, no dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or other symptoms. GI, no complaints. GU, no dysuria. Musculoskeletal, she has bilateral above the amputations, period. There's no joint inflammation or effusion. Skin was unremarkable. New paragraph. Past history, stroke with actually hemiplegia on both sides, period. She's bed or chair bound. Legally blind. 3, peripheral arterial disease, 4, hypertensive chronic kidney disease, stage 1 through stage 4, 5, diabetes mellitus type 2 with hyperglycemia, 5, hallucinations, 6, diabetic retinopathy, 7, mixed hyperlipidemia, 8, major depressive disorder, 9, hallucinations. New paragraph, examination, which is not acutely ill or distressed in appearance. Temperature 97.8, pulse 80, respiratory 20, blood pressure 137 over 68, oxygen saturation 94%. Head and neck, she has poor dentition, period. She's in the pacified right eye, and she has decreased vision in both eyes. X-ray occupants are random. Ears, normal inspection. Nose, normal inspection. Oral mucosa is moist and normal. Dentition is poor. Neck, supple, no palpable mass of thyromegaly. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labor breathing. Cardiovascular, normal sinusoidal gallop, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS, apart from the eyes and hearing, cranes are grossly intact, period. She has weakness on both sides from strokes that affected both sides. Sensation grossly intact on her stumps. Musculoskeletal, she has a bilateral above knee amputations, period. There's no acute joint inflammation or effusion and no cyanosis. Skin was unremarkable. New paragraph, assessment and plan. 1, Mrs. Billings has diabetes mellitus and her sugars are very high. I will increase Trulicity to 1.5 milligrams every week and Lantus to 50 units daily, period. She may need further increase of sugars, she may not, period. Hypertension, stable with amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. Mesclonidine, 0.1 milligram twice a day, period. 5, she has hyperlipidemia, I'll continue atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. 6, she has history of major depression and psychosis with hallucinations and anxiety, period. I'll continue Zyprexa, 2.5 milligrams at bedtime. And Seroquel, 50 milligrams at bedtime. And she's on Xanax, 0.5 milligrams, sorry, 0.25 milligrams nightly, period. She's the same with respect to her strokes. 8, she has glaucoma and will continue dorzolamide, 2%, one drop to the left eye BID, and latanoprost, 0.05%, one drop to the left eye nightly at bedtime, period. The right eye is a pacified, period. you can have Miralax 17 grams daily for constipation, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.